Blog Talk.
Hello, everybody. How are you this day? This is Psychic Jethro, and we're having one of those fun Fridays starting out. Today, we will be giving out one of those mini readings on the phone. I have talked to a few of you on the phone. You know you'll be up presently in a few minutes. We're just having some fun, so sit back, relax, enjoy your Friday, and thank you for tuning in to Psychics Gone Wild. One of the really good things that we have this week happening is those of you who've been keeping track know we have been getting a lot of promotions and promoting a lot of different psychics. Remember, this is the wild month of May for us, so anybody who knows or has anyone who'd like to be a part of our show, please call us at 773-897-6461, and we'll be in there with you. We have got a really good fun time happening. We've been really promoting, and those of you who know, we've had some really excellent psychics on, and we will be continuing to. I want to thank everybody, and what I'm going to start to do here as we're going into today is we're going to be really thanking everybody who's been following us, and we're going to have a few little quick little blurbs here to get everybody started, and then we'll be right back into it. Hi, this is Psychics Gone Wild Jethro, and we're back with everything going. We look at this. We've had a lot of fun. We've got a lot of people in the chat room. We're going to start right out with a wham on a Friday. 484, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. I enjoy you calling in. We always love to encourage everyone. I'm going to have you say your name real slow for me, your first name, and I'm going to, today, due to limited timing on the weekdays, we'll have you just give me your question if you don't mind.
Okay. My name is Tina.
Okay.
And are you ready for my question?
Yes, Tina.
Okay. My question is, okay, I would like to know, do you pick up that my ex-boyfriend, Jared, has been coming into my house using a key that he possibly had copies made?
So, Tina, what I'm getting here with you is I'm feeling you have pretty much had a lot of problems with Jared already. Jared's not honest. We're going to start there. I did feel that at first, and we're going to just go with this because what the guys are showing me is I would have to say that he has been playing to get attention from you dishonest before. So we're going to have to kind of do this a little bit, Tina. As I feel the guides and the energy with you, I would say that Jared has, yes, I do get that. I get he's been in and out. I also get that Jared really can't let go with you. It's like a love-hate thing going on here.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm really worked up. Yesterday I took my dog for a walk, okay? I locked the deadbolt door, and when I came back like 30 minutes later, my door was unlocked. I didn't need to use the key to open the door. So who came in yesterday?
See, I feel like what I'm percepting here, Tina, is that I feel like that key of yours is it was like he was in and he's like, I feel like he's looking for something. I feel like he was in there and it's like the key that he had one made from or something.
Okay, yeah, because he gave me the keys back when he broke up with me in middle of February. And then I did not hear nothing from him since the beginning of March. And yesterday was the first day that I noticed that my door was unlocked.
That's what I'm getting. And what I'm getting here with Jared is there seems to be some other things happening here. Jared seems to be really here with you, Tina. I feel like he's been... like I said, he's kind of watching around there. They're suggesting that you get, you know, the guides are showing me you getting a new key. You going in and just getting, you know, one of those Walmart locks and just switching it. You know, looking at your door,
okay,
getting it switched, and then you've got the key. You're the only one with the key to it. And kind of setting this up, they're telling me that he's going to, it's like he's going to make contact. He's also been dishonest to some other people. I feel like he's taken money from you before.
Yes, he has.
what I'm getting
at. Well, he has asked for the money, and, you know, I will give him the money, and, you know, that's my own free will. He's never stolen money, and it's funny because yesterday when I took my dog for the walk, I left my purse on the kitchen counter, and there was two 20s, two 10s, and two 5s in my wallet, and they were not touched. So he clearly is not coming in the house to, you know, steal money or steal any jewelry. I think he's coming in to see if there's another man or something sitting on the sofa watching TV or something.
That's what
I'm feeling. Is that what you're feeling?
I'm feeling that, and they showed me with the cash. They showed me that wasn't what he come in for. They said that he does, you know, you've, like you said, it's been your free will with him and money before. He also feels, because of things, that it's like he's checking, Tina, to see, too, not only is there a man on the couch, but how come there might be a man in the bedroom? You know, it's kind of like looking to see where you, because he has watched, and there's been times you went to bed early. He has really got a stakeout around this place, and it's what I was saying earlier. I do feel that he's really, unfortunately, feels that there's something more going on with you than meets his eye. And the really hilarious thing is that you've been just kind of trying to get your stuff together. You look to me and sense to me, I should say, that you've been kind of physically tired.
Well, yeah, I had the flu. I've had the flu, and I've been really, really sick. And I, you know, it's funny, I do go to bed. I mean, by 8:30, 9 o'clock, I have all the lights off, and he's probably riding by saying, is she in bed with somebody, or what's going on there, or where is she? Maybe she's at some other person's house.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm feeling.
Oh.
You know, it's just, and it was like, I did get here with the finances, though, and there is something going on with him with that. You know, and it is, I understand, you know, it always is your choice with it, but they're telling me that there's something else happening here for him that he's not really understanding with you, Tina, that it's a jealousy of his, and it's a sad insecurity he had before. He's not realized that you valued him and treated him because of it. I keep feeling this with him. I really would suggest with you, what I would love and have done is you need to have an email reading done of both of you two. Look at that karma, see with the energy, because you and Jared, the minute we start talking, there's energy going back and forth. And the sad thing is, you know, there was a point there where he was one of your better friends, and it's a shame because he's got some insecurities and some other karma there that if it could be getting out, he would stop some of his silly mental things with you and be a very good positive resource. Instead of here, you're, you know, stalking you is never good. I never promote that, obviously. But I also see a real sad thing here that I see in a love there that if it could have came out of some of the odd things that were happening, he has a really good sometimes with you energy that you and him have as an outside friendship is why you've even let him stay around.
Yeah, and I'm not the one that broke it off. He was the one that ran away. So I don't know if he's going to be resurfacing or wanting to talk normal about this or what.
I feel that. I do feel that there's also a really odd thing here, too, is he feels like that's part of what the breaking off of you is. He feels like a worthy thing. I'm getting a self thing where I see him really feeling with you that you're better than him, looking at you and like being with him brings you into some things that were problems that had nothing to do with the relationship but had to do with the way the world is. Tina, I also get that you're a very good person, and that's part of the sad thing that's got him is he's not thinking really a lot of things through. He's just reacting, and that's what I'm feeling the sadness is. The guides are also showing me that, you know, that I do see that, and it's kind of got me. I feel that very much. When you asked about the key, they showed me some karma here, and that's where I would suggest to you, you know, get with one of us. I do a lot of phone, and I also do email, but our psychic Celeste is one too. Either one of us, you know, if you're more comfortable, which one. She does a lot of email. I feel like a past life between you two is keeping this energy there, where if this could all, let's say some people will do regression work, you know, with a hypnosis therapist,
yes,
step into the past. I feel you and him have got a life in this karma where you're, you know, when you said giving the money and you felt comfortable, obviously you guys have karmic debt that's not just physical like that. Sometimes you'll have that with people. I feel that the love he has with you is actually very much sad because he's got some insecurities with you, where like just like this good example, he drives by, you've got the flu, and he's going, "Woo, there's a man on the house," you know, and he's sitting out there having stew fits when really he gave up the relationship and has no say with you anyway.
I know. So, and you know, it's funny because my daughter, a couple nights ago prior to this door incident, she said that around 10:40 she heard someone banging on the front door, and I don't know, was that him?
I feel it was. You know, I feel like it was really
odd.
And
I was sound asleep. I was on cold medicine. I did not hear him.
I'm a little worried there, and he's got an infatuation for you. And this is the intensity. This is where we get really into this. You know, and Tina, I'm going to be really blunt because we're just adults here. You know, it depends on how comfortable. I'll be honest with you, so you know some of my other criteria. I worked for years with the Coalition Against Violence and did protection orders, stalking, all of it. I was pretty much on the field. And what I have noticed and what not only my psychologically, but my psychic and my gift is the really difference is some things people will do that is, that's erotic. I think that some people say, now I feel with you that it's starting to creep you a little bit, but I can tell you that if I were on that job and some of the things we've got, we'd be looking at the fact that he has pretty much, I would say, not only stalked you considering most laws, but he's also kept a pretty good surveillance of your place. He goes around. Now, someone would tell me this is a social disease, you know, a social path. And
right.
It's like, okay, I do see some of that with Jared. I personally feel that I don't feel that he's a harm to you because I don't see him doing bad things, but I do see that his love borders with you sometimes a little bit on some things that, you know, a marriage counselor would sit down and talk with you. He's already broke up, but yet he has never let go. I feel the real hurt with you is that he loves you and can't explain it to himself.
Right, and I've told him, you know, if you want to be together, you can move in with me, and then he disappears.
I see, and I'm sensing that, I'm feeling that. I know. I also feel, as we're going through, if you'd like to hang on just 1 minute, Tina, I'm going to have you, how are you doing, Kelly? We need to get a birthday card run on these two for a relationship,
sure.
And we're going to look at some of the karma. Would you give her Jared and your, Tina, birth dates so she can run the cards for you?
Yes, yeah. Mine is 8/29/74, and his is 4/17/75.
8/29/74, and his is
4/17/75. And I had no idea that he was scoping out the house because, you know, as of March the 1st, that was the last time I talked to him. So I don't know. Yesterday was the first time where the door was unlocked. And I don't know if he was quick in a hurry and he didn't lock the door, or if he forgot, or if he was trying to send me a message.
I think he forgot. I feel like this wasn't the usual pattern. You normally have a different pattern. I feel like you were leaving, you know. You can tell this. I've had animals. People know pretty much certain times you get into a pattern. You know that when you take your dog out, they're pretty much going to be gone this long because of different places they can go. They don't want to go. Animals have patterns. They prefer to smell this flower. They call it reading the newspaper. You know, they're out there reading their newspaper. They're getting all their energies. And what is really good and sad is people learn this pattern. This is where, as working in my field, and what I learned real quick is, if someone were going to do this, this is the really good way to do it, is when they're out getting their mail, walking their dog, depending on their pattern. I'm a walker. Anyone knows that if I leave my house, I'm gone an hour and a half. You know, just out doing it. In this case, I feel that. I'm going to have Kelly give you a little bit of what the cards get, Tina, and then we're going to get right into this reading. And thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild.
All right.
Kelly?
Let's see, yep, what I got, whoops, I got going here in just a second, let me shut off the bottle rockets, I just decided to go off here.
Now, who won that prize?
Well, around here, people wonder if it's the military bombing thing.
Oh, no. Kelly's in the Rocky Mountains in a little bit of a scary neighborhood.
Yeah, you think four military bases? Yeah, is that scary? No. Okay, let's see, what we got going here. Let's see. I was gonna say, and Tina, you're the 8/29 birthday, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and then he's the 4/17. Okay,
yeah.
You are the 10 of Hearts, with your planetary ruler of the 10 of Diamonds. He is a 4 of Diamonds with the 6 of Clubs. The connections you guys have, You got several of them here. The very first one is you are connected to him. It's the planet is Uranus, which is always unexpected stuff, and that's in the spiritual spread. And it's like Uranus is always about brotherly love and, you know, universal stuff. And the fact that it's in the spiritual spread, because you guys actually have, let's see, I was going to do the total here. You guys have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You've actually got 10 connections, which is quite a lot. The second one, he's your cosmic reward in the spiritual spread. So there's two things right here, right off the bat, where you guys have had past lives together. The third one is really an interesting one because Jared gives to you as a karma cousin in the life spread. So
okay.
It's like that's really an unusual one. I mean, I don't see a lot of those. He's also your Neptune card in the life spread, and it's like that's a planet kind of deception and fantasy, and it's like he can see you not as reality, okay?
Okay.
You're 1, 2, 3. The fifth connection, you're the Uranus card to him in the life spread. So you guys have got two Uranus things, which you act in ways that are unexpected to him, and he doesn't know what to think. On the sixth one, he is the Venus card to you in this life spread, which the Venus, of course, is a planet of love, and it's like he's got a lot of really positive, you know, positive feelings with you. Then it finally flips around. Here's your third Uranus connection. He's the Uranus connection back to you in the spiritual on your seventh one. So again, this is like, you know, you guys have in a past life, it's like you guys were in some kind of like, you know, maybe, you know, priesthood or brotherhood or something like that, where you guys, you know, discussed spiritual and philosophical things, you know, but that is carried forward. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The eighth one, you're the Saturn card to him, to Jared in the spiritual spread. And that's an indication that, you know, you may have been his father, may have been a father figure, you know, something like that. But that's coming forward as, you know, again, there's from the past lives, it's like there's stuff left undone that they, you know, they want to finish up. And that's kind of that connection. It's like, and this would be a place where you would be kind of like teaching him things. And it's like, you know, you would kind of act as his teacher, you know, not like, you know, on the podium type of thing necessarily, but it's like there's things that he needs to learn from you that, and that might be part of, you know, why he's kind of hanging out. The next one, he's the Venus card to you in the spiritual spread. So you had this past love. So it's like, but again, it's him to you. It's like, you know, he's that. This is probably why he's got this, you know, intense, you know, love. He can't explain it to himself, but this is why. And the very last one, you're the Saturn card to him again. So it's like, you know, kind of this double moment. So you guys have got a lot of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got six spiritual connections from past life, you know, coming forward, and it's like
only four
of them in this current life, okay? But I mean, you still got connections in the current life, but there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, kind of karmically kind of cleaning up, I guess I would want to say. It's like that things that, you know, you get together, you work stuff out, whatever, but it's like I just got on, I didn't hear some of the first stuff that you said there.
No problem. Does that help you at all? I mean, what we're looking here, Tina, I think we hit pretty well on what I was getting, and there we've got a different point. And the reason I wanted to do that, sometimes I love to use those cards or the other side with the left side of it, because here's what, you know, what we've got. You and him are at a point here, and this is where the decision factor, you're going to have a lot of people, and we're seeing a lot of ones right in the chat room. We've got a lot of people going wild of this, you know, and, you know, you know, it's like something goes, you know, it's like something else is happening, you know. It's like I think something else is kind of going, something else is happening here with them, you know, it's like something else happened here. It's like something is going on really weird. I can't understand what happened to you. It's like they keep telling me this. I've got a lot of people really worried about you, Tina, and they're telling me, they're just like, I'm reading you to some of the people. My idea, and this is where, you know, we've got here happening, is how do you feel? Because right now we're in an eclipse, which also means if you're in an eclipse right now, you're seeing things. One thing you said that really flashed for me is this isn't something you'd normally notice. You haven't noticed this pattern about him. You knew that he... And you were kind of done because the relationship and him breaking it off, you also knew that he did come back into your life at different times, correct?
Yes. And see, I thought maybe, you know, things were over because I did not see him. I did not hear from him. He did not call me. He did not write a letter. So I had no idea that he was scoping out the place. And like I said, three nights ago, my daughter told me the next morning at 10:40, she heard someone pounding at the door, and I was down asleep. because I've been struggling with the flu here, and I take cold medicine at night, and that stuff knocks you out. So I kind of thought maybe she was hearing things, but you're saying that it was probably him.
It was him, and I'll tell you part of what I'm also getting here, too, is this is why you're having this reaction and this feeling, is because the guides are doing this. They're putting everything different, all of our patterns. He is on an awkwardness. I think he's done this all along. I feel that the really odd thing is, because of the eclipse and because of the energy, Tina, you're getting him, and you're sensing with him there. So what I also, as we're looking at, and this is what I was saying earlier, this is what we call it, flags. And, obviously when a flag starts to, you get so many chances.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, are you here?
I'm not sure what happened to Jethro, but I'm back on.
Okay, well, at least you're
I think it might have booted him here. It's like
I wanted to find out from him or from somebody what is going to happen here in the future, because, like I said, I had no idea that this guy was coming around or whatever he's up to. I mean, do you guys feel like he's going to come at a normal hour and want to talk and rekindle the relationship, or what does he want from me?
Thank you, yes, and agree with that totally. And what we've got here and what they're saying is this is exactly what we need to look into. And as a psychic, I'm glad you called. We're having this a lot, and I've seen a lot of different people, a lot of ones going through this. This is where that is, and I agree with what Kelly got in the planets. Also, those planets are a very transitional one that says that there's a reason not only for the karma, but sadly, I apologize, somebody's got a sound, that was Kelly's phone, but they've got some other things happening for you. Tina, what they're also saying is as you're going through these energies, know that they're psychically, there's a reason this other person's doing this, and what we want to do is I would suggest doing a little checking. I also would, honestly, this is where I would talk to Neighborhood Watch. People tease me about this. I'm very much, Coalition Against Violence is almost in every town. It's a nonprofit organization that you can get a hold of. I know of people who go into, there's battered women, there's spouses abuse, there's different places. They will know, or you can look it up on Coalition Against Violence and find that place, go in, and it's always free to talk to them. Talk to an advocate, talk to someone, and, what's the worst case, Tina? They put your site up and they do a little bit of a neighborhood watch. I can guarantee you from working this, they're going to be doing it. And the reason I suggest this is if, and he is doing some of this is unwell. There's never a point where it's acceptable to continually do it. You look at the old movies, and I used to love that. I mean, as a kid, but how romantic. The woman comes up and she walks around the yard and she looks at the man through the window, and here he is wrapping his presents for Christmas, and ta-da, in 3 weeks they're together. And the movies are great. The scary part is I lived the other side of it. The wife of mine stalked me. She decided that I wasn't, because of my gift, giving her the attention. She was not well. I have a permanent scar. In fact, someone today noticed it in my haircut. And the reason that I have this scar on my face is because of this person. Sadly, as you're going through, a lot of karma there. So what I always suggest to any relationship that's having anything like this, please, do check. Because I think that's why they're telling you. I don't think that you should go automatically and try to get him arrested, no. Or even like we're looking here, maybe a protection order, obviously, with it. But you're going to have, they're going to look at this and say, are you ready to do this? But as you start to go in and they're notified, then if they walk by and what I get, they see him, then you've got that alternative. Because, Tina, it's not good when someone's paranoid. We all know that, you and him had something. We can feel it. He's got something here to be checking. Now, when he's looking, unfortunately, if he's already gotten to the point of entering and checking, what would have happened if someone would have been in there? What if, good example, my relationship now, I sit around in Tampa in my boxers. If someone were to walk in the door thinking my relationship had somebody and it was me, my first reaction would be whack him with a pan, because that door opens and you're not expecting anybody,
Right. And my thing is, what is he going to do here for the future? Does he want to get back together, or what is he doing?
Oh, I see, and that's what I feel here too. I feel like there's something else going on here that I feel like eventually, I think there's going to be some other things go on with you. And I see you going still alone of this. I, looking at it, I gotta, you know, and I thank you for calling in. I've gotta run. Please get a hold of us. I would really suggest with you, Tina, to get me at www.jethrosmith.net.
Okay.
And if you will go on and do the half an hour, I'll give you the full hour reading. You've got a lot going on. And I love to help you. They've got our Fridays, Fun Fridays. They're only letting us do, well, we're only doing an hour, and we need to do more. So, Tina, you know, join us, follow us, come in the chat room, and I better roll on because I've got other people who have been waiting too. But I thank you for calling in, Tina.
All right. Thank you.
We're looking here, and we're welcome, Tina, to go ahead and do that. 4080, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Hello? 480 is waiting. This is Jethro on Psychics Gone Wild, and as we're trying to get you guys to come in, one of the fun things we've got is we're doing it. It's like someone else has kind of really been going on with a lot of energy we've had for the last couple months. I know we missed yesterday. Sometimes technical difficulties do happen. We've got her back today. Kelly, you're still here with us, right?
Yes, sir.
Great. We're going to go ahead and go by you, 480. We assume you're just listening in. Area code 480. Okay. We're going to area code 306. I guess everyone wants to listen in. I should have, well, Tina, you jumped off too soon. I could have been back to you. Never run away from a psychic when we're doing this, because you never know what we're going to do. That's why we're psychic. No kidding. We're all here for you. Me and Kelly are on the line now, and we're going live. One thing we're really welcome to you guys is we've got a new thing happening. Spirit Walker is coming back. Those of you who originally listened into March, we need and we'll have somebody on the phones for you daily. He's agreed to come back. He'll do some hosting. He'll talk with you. He's going to have some different psychics on. We're looking. We're hiring. Come on. You're a psychic. You want to do tarot. We need you. You've been doing dreams. Get your buns up and grab it. You're talking about doing it on the astrology. Our phone number is 773-897-6461. You want to have some fun. You want to get on. Become involved. We're looking. We're doing. We're going to make Psychics Gone Wild even wilder. We've got extra time, people. What we need is we need you guys to come in and help us so we can all do it. Me and Kelly have been manning this baby all alone. This ship hurts our arms. Come on in. 904, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you. Hello.
And before we get another one.
Boy, we've got a lot of people loving to hang on, and I like you hanging, but if you say hello back, I'll say hello. Psychics Gone Wild, 904. Okay. We'll take that as that we're
having troubles
it.
With their phones.
I think so, and we know those of you who are calling in to get bumped off, it's happening all over Blog Talk Radio. It's just that time of the day, and what's really fun about it is we keep calling back anyway, don't we? So just keep calling back and have some fun today. This is that Fun Friday. One thing we're all welcoming everyone is we have been really sending out a lot of publicity to our emails. Kelly, would you give them your email, and then I'm going to read a couple emails that we've gotten in.
You bet. To get a hold of me, it's at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. My number is 719-289-4907, and not only do I do cards, but I also do healthy coffee.
Very good. Now, you know how to get a hold of her, you guys. You've got the information. Look in the chat room. We are in there talking. We welcome you. Thank you. We've got. Looks like we've got Tristan in there today. Hey, you've got some fun psychics in there. Get a hold of Tristan for an angel card reading. We've got Cicely. Cicely's the one I talked to. See if you can get a reading from her. We're just having fun, and we're going to continue to. We're going to turn around now and go into the fact that those of you who've been waiting patiently and going on, we're going to have a little bit of a chance. But right now, we're going to take this minute, and we're going to give you guys a little bit of our emails. This is one of the emails that I'm very proud of, and this came in to me and our psychic Celeste on Monday. Dear member community of giving, I am writing to thank you for your generosity in donating to the Women's Heart Foundation. With give at checkout and with the percentage of sales, your donation supports our missions to raise awareness of heart disease, and it affects women and institute wellness and prevention programs in communities. Nearly $1,500 was donated during the month of February due to you and your combined efforts and others. With this money, the WHF can purchase a new laptop and a PC to continue its work and to educate on gender-specific and treatment of women and on instituting health and prevention programs in schools. Much has changed in the web environment, and not updating our equipment has tampered us from reaching our trusted supporters and friends. Thank you for the opportunity to upgrade our technologies and improve our services. Sincerely yours, Bonnie A. RN, Nurse, Executive Director and Founder of the Woman's Heart Foundation. Bonnie, we thank you. That means a lot to me, and I know that me and Celeste did a lot of work for that, and we're going to be doing some more work for that. Those of you who just read that know you want to help somebody, you want to grab onto a reading. It's a little bit crazy at the house. Get on eBay. eBay's got them. We've got them. You can type in right now, Psychic Jethro, Psychic Celeste. You're going to find one of our readings on there. We do this. We promote this. This is where I do my percentage of where I help out. I don't know and can care what happens when people want to come on and do a psychic show if they're not giving out some to charity. There's my box. Now you heard it. Get out there and do some. We've had quite a few of you guys asking me, where do I get those readings? Last time in April, you never did them anymore. Wah, gotcha. Because what I'm doing is I am giving them out, but I'm giving it out to a percentage goes to a charity of the choosing of usually the computer. But this time we chose this one. I can tell you this, Bonnie, take it and take this to the bank. Celeste has been and always will be a very positive psychic. I can tell you that what she's looking at and what she's advocating is doing pretty much a percentage of each and every one of her readings will pretty much go to something like this. We were working with Habitat for Humanity. We're looking through, I will be doing some ones through some other places if you like that. I know that I really do believe in the animal foundations, different ones who are helping with that. You can see me on there. I really promote all of you guys to kind of just do this. Anybody who's got a thing that can put it on and help another person should do that. Oh, there goes our sound. It's at the half an hour. We're going to be looking at giving away a psychic reading. We give away a half an hour psychic reading, and we do this by rolling the dice, looking in our chat room, and seeing how many people. I got, you know, it's like... you know, one of the things we've been having really good and going with is we've been really promoting people to look at my book, Living in the Psychic Realm. I can see that's on in there. And as we're going through today, we are looking at people who've won. And we have a couple of you who've won, and we apologize if you're having a little bit of problems getting a hold of us. You need to send me an email reading today. That's what we're giving away, a free psychic email reading at psychicjethro@aol.com. And it's Melly66, you won. And so what you need to do, Melly66, is to send a picture of yourself, a recent picture with up to 5 questions to psychicjethro@aol.com, and you will get yourself a free email reading. Now, of course, I am going to be honest with all of you. We do this, and we, you know, if you get an email from me, you will get a... We're working on a newsletter. So far, I've been sending out thank you cards. Those of you who do listen to the show, I am a big advocate of that. I send out email once. If you ever get offended, I do like to send out once. I did send a lady a dancing bird and it offended her. I guess that her sister used to tease her about her legs being like a bird. If it offends you, let me know. I will never do it again. But what I do want to let you know is I do sun mail. So if you're going to be part of Psychic Sun Wild, look at your email. There are always something coming from us. One thing I do encourage you is to do the same to me. If you see something, you feel something, you know something, get a hold of us. We'll put it on the air. I want to thank you one more time, Celeste, for that email. I got real emotional when I read that today and had to share that on there because I know that's why we got it. Me and Psychic Celeste did a lot of work at eBay, and we'll continue. Dear Psychic Jethro, there was reports before on the 2012, you talked about it on your show, Living in the Psychic Realm. I would like to know about the 72-hour emergency backpack. And, you know, it was first published in 1993, and I know you discussed it back in 2000. Okay, and I went ahead when I got this today, and I went ahead and looked this up. You're right about this photo, you know, photo with an F. Photo, you were right. And we did discuss that. I did look that up, and that is by Gordon Michael Scallion, and it is... he's a futurist, and he is pretty much been an advocate about the earth changes and a believer. And he did, you know, I went ahead and got this and looked it up. It was in March of 2011. It was published again. You could look it up on how to make a 72-hour emergency backpack. In this case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a few of the items in it, and I have since then heard from others and from people, you want to upgrade a little bit of some of this, because one good thing is you want to have you know, a ham radio and a CB and different things like this for things that are coming. Kelly brought up a good thing earlier where she is. Some of these things can be radioed out when you're close to a service base, but with, if we're in a really bad disaster, one of the things is, remember, all of our new cars and older vehicles can still run, but I've heard that if there were really bad problems that things would happen, and we did have a major out, a lot of the vehicles are being run on new things that are in there. It would be hard to start your vehicles, run them, and you know, you would have, it has some problems. Looking at the times and the things we're in, you know, it's another reason to advocate those of like me who like older vehicles. You know, you start out one backpack, water resistant, one canteen of water, replace periodically to keep fresh. You put a package of water purification tablets to do that. One whistle, one Swiss Army pocket knife, two road flares, two 3x5 gallon heavy-duty plastic bags. In an emergency, these can be used in ground covers. You know, makes sense, guys, for a waterproof pouch. You know, also like a poncho. Six camper food meals. You know, fittedly, there's usually like a 7-year shelf life on them. One Johnson & Johnson auto first aid kit. One Boy Scout handbook. Hey, one AFM, here we go, radio with an extra set of long life batteries, test periodically. Two candles, one box of waterproof matches, one bottle of liquid antiseptic soap, one toothbrush and toothpaste, 100 feet of 1/4 nylon rope, one small waterbed flashlight with extra batteries, $25 in cash. Okay, $50 nowadays, right? $50, and you go 3 10s, 3 5s, and 5 1s. You know, have that handy. All of our machines are going to be down. You may want to barter with that neighbor that's out there over here who's got canned beans tonight. You want to have a party. So have some bartering cash. You might want to pick up a little gas if you're going across and get into a stronger area if there has been a blackout or any problems. Not a bad idea to have this handy anyway for other reasons. We were talking earlier with the person on the phone that called in. They always say grab a bag. One thing is that we'll talk about that later. If you're having problems in a relationship, you should always have something packed and ready to go out the door. There's another type of, you know, have a few items there ready to go. Cash is something you should have hidden or kept somewhere for you to get to, just in case we do have a couple days. You know, if you've ever been in on a trip or any place and had your cards canceled and had no money, you know what I'm talking about. Here we go, right back to one pad and pencil, six Kleenex tissue packs, pocket size, one compass, one folding shovel, one sharp hunting knife with sheath, one mess kit utensils and sterno fuel. Oh, yes, I love this for camping, you guys. This is pretty much what we're thinking of here, huh? One roll duct tape, one hatchet, two bungee cords, one cup, one emergency thermal blanket, and one bottle of potassium iodide tablets. Now, those of you who know about Japan knows what I'm talking about. So these are some of the things that they're promoting and doing if you're listening to these people who believe and the futurists are discussing for having one of those. There you have it, Photoist, and I thank you. I want you to please contact me at psychicjester@aol.com if you have any more questions. I personally was really advocating and trying to get some of the work that we're talking about with Ascension work, and I got a lot of other emails. I pretty much advocate and believe that we are going through 2012 and there's a lot of spiritual growth. I understand the people who believe and know that there's earth changes, but I welcome all of it. We're open to any topic. This is Psychics Gone Wild. If you want to talk, we're the ones to talk to. We're going right down the list, and you've been real patient. 904, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Hello? Okay, 904 is on Psychics Gone Wild, and they're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We're going to go right into 480. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. And Psychics Gone Wild's got 480. Hello? We're having a lot of technical difficulties with you. The phone number 480 called in. If your area code is that, I've got you on the line. You're alive on Psychics Gone Wild. Okay. We're not getting through, but I can understand. We're going to go ahead and test the airwaves. Kelly, you're out there, 719.
Yes, I'm here.
She's here, I'm
here. I wonder what in the world is going on.
480, you're here if you want to talk. Are you just being shy? Sometimes people will call into Psychics Gone Wild to listen in, and that's great. You don't have to push the one to get to us. But I'll tell you what we're here to do and what we do advocate is we advocate readers and people to call in and do that. 480, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Cecily. 480 is Cecily.
Cecily, where are you, girl?
Oh, she says I don't need a reading. She's in chat.
Oh, Cecily. Well, you little Cecily. Good to see your little number up there too. Glad to have you back. Here we go, 904. You must be in the chat room too. Everybody's in the chat room. I bet you 306 is too. Woo woo, Dion. We've got down here to, let's roll it a little more. We've also got another one. We've got Tristan. Are you still out there, Tristan? Do you want to sell something?
Hi, Jethro, Kelly. How are you guys?
Hello. Thanks for talking.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I have a new birth date for you, Kelly, to look up.
Okay. All right.
It's June 7th, 1966.
June 7th of 1966. Hey, what happened to Michael?
It's the same person. I just got the date wrong.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Just kidding, Chris,
ding,
one of our
ding,
best
ding,
friends
ding.
Here.
Where's that Jeopardy music when you really need it?
And we've given all I've got is Alien Girl, and that's all we got right now. But we're getting more music, you guys. We're listening in.
Hey, Jethro.
Yes?
I need to talk to you after the show about something, okay? It's kind of important.
All right. Well, I have readings today, but I've got probably about 2 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
That's good. One thing we've really got, and I thank everyone that's calling in, is we've got some more going through. We're going to get ahead and let Kelly give her that birth reading. We missed yesterday, and unfortunately it was due to other circumstances. We apologize to those of you. We've got a lot of people I'm trying to run through, and you guys know we've got right now 16 minutes. So, Kelly, I'll let you give her that, and then I'm going to run right into the next one.
Okay. The birth date itself is 6-7. That doesn't change. It's like he is still a Ten of Diamonds. He's still got this Eight of Spades as a planetary ruler. The only thing that the year does for us for 66, it just shows that he's 45, which actually is really interesting. He is in his rebirth year. So it's like this might be information, you know, like more for him, I would want to say, because he's going through a lot of transitions. And it's like this is his opportunity. I mean, if you want to share this with him, is this is his year to, like, make his life over. Because at age 45, we have the birth cards are in the exact same place that they were on the day that you were born. So it's like this is where people get into this. They have, like, you know, the midlife crisis is what they call it a lot of times. But it's really not a crisis. It's really kind of like a rebirth because people have the opportunity at this point in time to go, wow, you know, I've been on this planet for like 45 years. You know, I'm wanting to do something different with my life and so on and so forth. And, you know, this is just really his time to do something different with that. And it sounds like he probably is doing something different with it, obviously. He's planning apparently on some, you know, major moves, major shifts, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like, this might be something, I don't know if you want to relay it to him or, you know, it's like, would he call in himself to do this or you want to talk to me, like, you know, afterwards or something to do this or, you know, how would you like to do that?
We've got her a little bit. She's muted, and I apologize. I mute you guys sometimes so we can hear. You'll see the sounds here now. Tristan,
yeah,
I'll let you go and answer her.
Got a lot of sound.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine. We can talk afterwards, Kelly.
Sure.
I thank you guys. I apologize. I do mute. It never is to be rude to anybody. It's just to basically keep us going and so that we can keep the lines down because we've got so many times that the phones are just really awkward. 937, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. We were having a little bit of technical difficulties. Those of you who've been on for a while and it won't do it, I just love the ones who listen in, but we've got this one and we're going to go ahead and go with you.
I would like to know if I could get a reading.
Well, yes. Give us your first name and give Kelly your date of birth, and we'll go from there.
Sandy, 4857.
Okay. Great. And what we've got happening, Sandy, is what I like here is that the guys are showing me pretty much things that are going with you is that I feel like that there's going to be a lot of transition, and I feel like this is looking at the energy for you and what's happening here is I see the beginning of the year becoming very much – as we've been going through, and when I'm looking at this past part that's already happened, I feel like you've been working and doing things that you've got, but I feel like the guides and the work are a lot more happening. They're showing me as it starts to do it, it's like turning the corner into May. June's going to be a lot busier, and you're already busy. They're telling me you've got a lot going on there.
Yes, very much so.
Very much, and I feel that, and I'm going to go ahead and, Kelly, have you got her birth cards and give her a little bit more reading, and we'll be right back.
Okay, you bet. For starters, it's like, Sandy, you are a King of Diamonds is your birth card, which is always really a challenging one for a lady to have one of the kings, because you're a very strong personality, and it's like, even if you found that wonderful guy who's with you, it's like there were probably some trials and tests for him going through this, you know, learning how to be with you and stuff, because you really like to take charge.
Yes.
let's see. Your planetary ruler is a Two of Diamonds, and this lends itself, oops, here we go. This lends itself it gives you a lot of success with work, with finances. You have an ability to find the right people to kind of help you achieve your goals, you know, in life. You're not lazy. You're, you know, really a worker. You're bound to have some really prosperous cycles in your life, much more so than the average person. You've really got this keen, logical mind going for you that you depend on for a lot of your success. In personal relationships, you know, with that other half, your logic is sometimes more of a hindrance than a help. But that inner desire for love and affection competes with that natural ambition for your work matters. And sometimes it seems really hard to have satisfaction in both work and your personal relationship at the same time. Sometimes you tend to focus more on your work because it's kind of easier to manage, because it's more logical for you. Emotionally, mm-hmm. It's like you've probably had a lot of work to do this life. And the only caveat with this one is kind of watch out for some fixed principles about love or marriage that, I don't think that you are in a bad relationship. It's like, you know, but it's like people with this card sometimes can get into a bad relationship and stay there a lot longer than they need to. And it's to their hindrance, but it's like, I'm not getting that. It's like, I think you probably got a pretty good guy.
I don't have anybody right now.
Oh, you don't?
I'm looking for someone. I'm wanting somebody, yes.
Okay.
I'm ready. I got
looking for love, but not in the wrong places.
Yes.
All righty.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. I stayed too long. But now I've just been single too long because I'm, you know,
right.
I went the opposite direction.
Right.
Because I was very unhappy, and I've been divorced 16 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now it's like, I'm ready. I'm ready for that special someone.
You know what? And this makes a lot of sense because this particular year, it's like you have the Four of Hearts as your long-range card. And this is, it's the Queen of Hearts and the Four of Hearts are kind of known as the marriage cards. It's a sign of protection and love and friendship. It could likely be a year of satisfaction for in emotional, romantic, and family life. Your marriage and family life take on an important role regardless of your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to devote more than usual attention to this for whatever reason. If you're single and unattached, the concept of marriage is really, like it says, becoming the focus for you in a really big way. It's likely that you're going to have a satisfying relationship this year. And I love this because your birthday was just earlier, just not quite a month ago. So it's like we're actually getting you at the start of the year, which is really awesome because you got a lot of good things coming up. Can't talk today. Other cards in your early spread, it's one of your stronger influences for getting married, but it's like, again, that kind of depends on what some of the other things are here. We'll take a look at that real quick. Your keywords, though, for this year, this is those 3x5 index cards, you know, you put on the mirror in the morning and look at.
Mm-hmm.
Is stability and love, family and marriage, or marriage areas of interest from you this year. I'm surrounded by love. So it's like kind of... if you've never, you know, read The Secret or seen the movie The Secret, it's like focus on things and pray on things as if you've already received them, and it's like to attract those things in. But the fact that, you know, that there's indications, you know, for some of this emotional work, it's like you're right, you know, 16, that's a long time to be single. And it's like, I'm even trying to think of, you know, different places. I mean, there's the dating scene has, because you're in my generation, it's like you got a couple of years on me is all. You know, but things have changed so much since we were young, younger.
Mm-hmm.
Your Pluto card this year, you've got this King of Spades, and it's like as your Pluto, one of your important goals for this year is to accomplish a sense of mastery in your life, like maybe a leadership position in your chosen line of work. And it's kind of a, you know, it's a year about work too. So it's like, you know, here you are,
wow.
you're trying to balance, you know, you're trying to balance your work with, you know, the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You have desire, if you have the desire to have success of a King of Spades, there's some things that you need to just kind of be aware of. He's masterful. This card particular is masterful at everything he does. So you care more for how well the job gets done than how much you're getting paid or what the final results will be. You tend to not, you're a leader, Jethro, you still there? Am I on? Can't tell. Okay.
She's still on. She's got, and we've got you kind of blipping back and forth, and it looks like we're having little problems with the technical again. We're at the 10 minutes. I thank you, and I want to look here. Sandy, you there?
Yes.
Okay, we've got her. It's just, it's obviously a little bit with the time. Sometimes this happens with the phones. We're on at a time which you guys know we will be changing our time. Those of you who really want to check and do this, to be able to continue to give out the Psychic's Gone Wild, we had a real month of April. I do apologize to any of the ones who missed their day. Sometimes you guys will get on and, you know, today we had another guest star. We've had a lot of other people who want to do the show. The problem is they want to do their show. And it's like I love the fact of always complimenting. So when we do this, I would suggest when you guys are doing it that, you know, call in on your day. We made every day, but we've missed some in April. What we've really got happening and we love is that we've got people doing this. And what's important is we're helping each other. So, Kelly, I'm going to let you do the last few minutes. And I apologize to you people that are waiting. We know this, but we only do an hour on these days. And when I get more time, then I will do more. But I apologize. This is what we can do today.
All righty. That's good. Okay. Your results card, though, is is Ten of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you're going to kind of feel like you're a workaholic. The end result is that you're going to be very successful this year, but the affirmation for that one is I create more success through hard work and determination this year. I create successful groups of people. And it's very possible that it's like, you know, in doing some of the business stuff, you may meet, you know, your fellow through business stuff. And it's like he may, you know, very much admire your leadership qualities. It's like I'm not psychic like Jethro. I'm just kind of sitting there every now and then things blip in. So it's like that's a possibility. Your environment card as the King of Clubs, it's a year when you take, again, a leadership role in some form of knowledge and you're recognized for this accomplishment. Maybe you're studying a new subject that you want to master or learn a new occupation. But this card guarantees the ability to become a master at what you learn or do, and you could promote to a higher position in work that, you know, puts you in a more responsible position among your peers.
Yeah.
With the displacement of the Four of Diamonds this year, if you have important goals you want to achieve, this could be a year that you attain recognition for your efforts, more popularity in what you do. Be prepared to work hard for that success. The last 5 months of the year, so it'd be, let's say April, so it's like the April, March, February, January, like starting about in December, it's going to be a year that, you know, you could attain this recognition for your efforts and more popularity in what you do, but it's like, you're going to be working hard this summer. Finances should be really stable unless there's, you know, other indications, but overall, this is a year to attain some of your dreams, as long as your dreams are realistic and doable. The only caveat is fantasies in the love area could be a problem, so it's like, keep your love... Mm.
It looks like we're going back and forth, and I got on the phone. We could hear, and I was listening, and I was really glad Kelly called in. Sandy, I thank you for calling in on Psyche's Gone Wild. We give you a little bit of a mini here, and thank you. It's been very hectic. Psyche Jethro's really going through a lot of transition. We're going to be doing later shows because they say that's better for the phones. I have friends here in Tampa that are doing their shows, you know, so we can all get in. And I apologize. It's something with Blog Talk Radio. I know of two other psychics, one in the United Kingdom and one here in Indiana, that basically are having the same problems with their phone. When you call in, they do this. And I just apologize to everyone, you know, with it. Sandy, I welcome you to call in. And, you know, we're obviously going to be doing different times. And please get with Casey Kelly and her birth card readings.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Your show's wonderful.
We're working on it, and thank you, Sandy. That means a lot. I tell you, it's very frustrating when we keep going back and forth and trying to get on it. It's like, you only have to be psychic, you've got to be a little technical, and I'm not, to keep it running. And it's like, we've got it. And I thank you, Sandy. We're going into 904. We thank you for calling in 904. I think this is one we had earlier. We're at that point. I apologize here. I'm going to run through with you. This is what any of you guys know when we did this before. I unfortunately am at the point where I did this in April. I give different things to it. I can't do that. If you are getting kicked off, I apologize. You'll have to just get back in and try that 773-897-6461. It really, you know, those who were know from April, fortunately, this is some kind of technical difficulty we have, and it's something we're all dealing with. We really do thank you. One of the excellent things a friend of mine suggested to me here, and we're giving you guys a few minutes before I get back into talking with the rest of you, is that we really are here to do one thing, and that's to help people. And unfortunately, one of the things I got to be real honest with you and blunt is also to help those of us who are doing this. One of the really good things that we have is we're going to have some other people who have offered as friends of mine to come in and help do some of the days, because when you guys do miss one, I do feel bad. I mean, there's a part of taking this over. It is going to happen. We've had to reschedule, and we will be getting some other ones on to do this. Let's go through the top of the line. If you get in on Monday mornings, you can get a hold of Psychic Celeste. If you can't get a hold of her on the radio with this right now, you can get a hold of her at 928-284-4422. And if you've got anybody you want to always get a hold of with Jethro, you can always get a hold of me at 928-284-284-0437. And I do take these numbers down. I do get back with you. I a lot of people will say they just have a mini question. I also do a little bit of race for that, because what we've found out is to continue to do these, we do, you know, those of you who know, Blog Talk Radio does cost an amount. There is time and expense, and I don't mind, like today you guys heard me earlier letting, you know, Tristan know, I've got readings, and the reason I do these readings, and I do them at a very low affordable rate, is to not only pay my rent, but also to eat groceries and have lights. So I really encourage each and every one of you who love the thing of this, please get with one of us. You know, we had a really excellent chance last night, me and a friend, to listen to, and she was listening to another person's show, and they made a really good comment. For us to continue to do this, we need your support. That is part of this. And what we love, and I love the entertainment of this, I love helping, I encourage people. I very much pride myself in my ratio that people call me back and I'm right. And there's where we're limiting some of this. I have friends who are calling in and want to be on and do this as a program. I do need to apologize to some of you. There will be a difference in schedule, and I am calling everyone. I had a problem with my phone the last 2 days. We didn't have the show on. We have a lot of it, and I apologize to people. I do not honor the old things that we were doing in February and March. If I were to do all that and just give that out like I did when we first started this, I realized real quickly that it wasn't able to. I also was in the move of moving across the country. I pretty much can do what I do here, and what we do with Psychics Gone Wild is we give you a chance and an opportunity to talk to different psychics. I will be on different radio shows. I am looking forward to this. I am promoting doing this, and I'm right now in the balance of Psychics Gone Wild, looking and trying to get other people. I cannot control other psychics, and I will not be able to honor anything free. If they don't show, they don't show. One thing we really do encourage is if you are doing this and you'd like to, get a hold of me or Casey Kelly at the cards. She's on here, or in Facebook or Skype, and we will set you up with a time. You can be promoted. You can do this. We've had quite a bit of audience wanting to do their work. Right now, I can honestly say the people that are on here are my friends, so they are doing this not only as a favor to me, but also to help with their businesses and promote it, and really because I believe that Psychics Gone Wild had a lot of potential and still do. I thank you when you said that, Sandy. It means a lot to me that when I started this and this idea came to me, it came at a point where I was really having trouble struggling to do a radio show at that point. The times and the efforts are getting more busier. I am working other things. We all love to have this, and to have this, we need your encouragement. I want to thank we have 90 seconds left. It looks like we've got a few things back. Kelly, can you hear me?
Yeah, it kicked me off, but I called.
Sounds like Kelly's here, and we've got her back. She's spinning, so we don't know what's going to happen. But you guys that are listening, we love the fact of it. Please try that Gourmet Coffee. You can get it from me or Kelly. One of the great things, we have 90 seconds left of the show, is to check with it, do it, enjoy it. Those of you out there know that we were doing this, continue to do it. We're going to put every effort forth to have a show. We may miss a show. We made April all the way through. We've already started May out with a good bang. We are going to be doing some other people on. We know Cinco de Mayo. I'm working on that. We'll be tomorrow, and it's on with Sue Berman and me. We're always fun, and check with us. Our times are changing. We will be putting on shows a little later. It is going off the air here real quick in about 60 seconds, so I thank you. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. Look forward tomorrow to me and Sue Berman. Please watch and listen for our new schedules. We will be changing our schedules a little more because of the phone and trying to work with technical difficulties. We love for you to listen in. We advocate it. We look forward to you guys each and every day. So thank you guys. Bear with us. We're going to get this cleared up. Have a good day. We have 10 seconds left. We've gotten it in, and I've got Kelly back for 10 seconds. I've got a couple of you that I will talk to you as we go off, and thank you for calling in. Those of you who listened in, thank you like always. What have we got, Kelly?
Let's see. I don't know. We got smiley faces.
She's got smiley faces. People are happy. Kelly's out there. She's in the chat room. Get in there now. Get your coffee. Get your birth card readings, guys. You know, she's giving one of those away in our 5 magical prize for the month of May. Those of you who put in, yes, Psychic Celeste is a Pisces. That was the right, correct answer. You can get 5 chances at putting in for the Magic 5 basket to win these readings from us. At the end of May, we'll be giving it away. Kelly, you're giving away a birth card email reading. What all are they going to get in that birth card reading?
Let's see. You'll get the 5 major cards for the year and some of the planetary influences. That's about all I can fit on pages, but it's like it'll hit the highlights.
That's very excellent. That's a really good deal, you guys. Come on, get in here. I had a couple of you. You were right about the second one, and you put in for that. So there's some of you who've got 2 chances already in a winning, and there's some of you who haven't even put in. Where are you? You know, what is Kelly the master of? And we teased her about being a talker was one of her gifts, but she's a master Reiki. Those who put in there, you got in and qualified.
Somebody was
on
listening.
The Facebook for Psychic Jethro, what is the animal that he's with the yellow scuba snorkel gear? What is he doing with snorkeling gear on? And what was behind him coming up freaking Psychic Jethro out? The correct answer was manatee. Not the man in the outfit. I don't know who made fun of that, but I know there was nobody else there. I have to go back to Marco Island. That was funny, but no, wrong answer. One thing we also have is we have who lives in Mexico and has been a co-host on our show and helps people with their eating disabilities, quit smoking, and helps them with bad habits.
And it's on tomorrow.
And it's on tomorrow, you guys. It's Sue Berman. You haven't jumped in on that. You better jump in tomorrow because she's going to be wild. And when we're on, it gets heavy and wild in from Mexico. Very gifted, very fun person, very loving person. We don't know what's going to happen with the phone, so you guys are going to have to be ready because with me and her and energy, it went wild last time. We were packed. We only do where it takes up to 50 callers. The only 2 shows we've ever had with that is one with Sue and one with Psychic Celeste. So you guys that are coming in, grab on and listen. You may have to run and do this. I have my girlfriend here. I have other people here really getting everybody to listen in. We're going to have a lot of listeners. We really know it because when me and Sue get on, it gets really wild. We welcome any of you guys. I do encourage you, if you're just listening, not to push the number 1 button. Because you may get kicked off, and we're finding out if you're just listening in, just please don't, you know, just don't push the 1 button. Don't ask to talk to the host today. Just listen in because we've got so many and because the phones. But I will do my best. I don't know why they're kicking us off, but we've got that. Can you hear me out there, Kelly?
Yeah, I can. Do they push like the number 2? It's like how do they get in if they don't want to be on the queue? It's like how do they get in? Because I know I've actually had my cousin called in actually twice, and she said she pushed the number, whatever, I mean, not number 1, she pushed a different number just to listen in, and she said it stuck her in the queue anyway.
Well, see, that's what, and they're going through some, they've been some changes, so for me it's changed. I always hit the 2 for my part on the show, and now we're hitting the 1. So there's something going here with Blog Talk, and I love you guys, Blog Talk. I hear you out there. I know you listen into us. We don't say naughty. but we love you, and we want you to know that we're doing everything we can. Psychic's Gone Wild, we're the baby makers of this. We just got her up. Baby Psychic Gone Wild is now showing her cute eyes to the world. Me and Kelly and a couple others are nurturing her. We're putting energy. We're asking friends. We're doing it. We're going to keep going until you guys turn me off, because right now you're actually recording and putting some extra on our minutes that we lost yesterday and today. I really encourage anyone in the psychic chat room. I laugh at our winner here. I love the fact that you wrote to me. It's like, I don't know what else is happening. I thank you, Tristan. Tristan, I know, wanted to speak with me. She's in the chat room. We look forward to this. You know, great thing. Cecily, thank you. So she put in there a little bit. This is one of our gifted ones. We're going to get Cecily on. She will be doing some shows. I apologize. I have no idea. I feel that what we're having with our guest is we're missing each other, you know, and we're tying with phones. But know that these are people and friends of mine out there. I don't stress so much because they choose to do this to help us and their business. I will find out and let you guys know. Kelly, do you have any idea what happened to Psychic Leo?
I don't. I haven't got. I mean, I just we rolled in like last night really late, and it's like I have not had a chance to recoup and recover. I just this morning, that's going to be my afternoon, is going through scheduling stuff with people and finding out what in the world went on. I have no idea yet.
All of you regulars who are listening in, you're going to be able to get this because it'll go on to our show. And what we love about this is those of you who write to me, we are going to be doing this, and we're going to be finding out what's going on. I will do the same today and talk to, I almost said Lady Gaga. That's not who it is. Lady Palmer.
Lady Palmer.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's
to that. I very much love Lady Gaga's music. We've never gotten her on as a guest, but that would be cool. what I really like about that is we've really got some other people coming up, and we love the music. I really just want to thank everybody. Tomorrow's going to be an intense one. Please stay tuned, because right now, as of Friday, it's not specific when we have it. I have to talk to our people, and I want to make sure that me and Sue are both comfortable. We will try to do a longer show, but no, ladies and gentlemen, I really now just started a new psychic line, and I've also got some other things going on. So it's going to be really intense. Look forward to next week. We will have Spirit Walker back. And I apologize, you guys. I thought he'd come for the whole time.
What day will Spirit Walker be on?
He's looking at taking three of the days, so it looks like we'll have him doing some of the show there, and he's going to let me know that today.
Cool.
And we're trying to really get this because of the variety. We thank everyone. We love everyone. We know this has been great. I know there's a lot of reasoning people have out there. No one was ever fired. No one has ever been in trouble. Sometimes the spirit guides and the angels make this what they want. So what's happened is those who can do the show are getting through. Those, unfortunately, who can't, are something's going on. We will continue to do this until, you know, future note. We're giving it the month of May. A lot of that's going to depend on readings and things from this to continue, obviously, as I said earlier. But what I love about this is we've got a lot of information we're going to be putting out, hopefully, through the show. Looking at this, I can tell we're in a little bit of technical difficulties again, but
uh-oh,
we're still here. And so I'm going to look at this, make sure we've got everything down. I hope it's not my green-haired music, because I know they don't like her. No, I'm kidding. It's like pretty much...
I like that music.
Thank you. I do, too. And we're going to be putting out a bunch more of trying different varieties of songs. And we're looking at this with adding our show, implementing it. We're looking at going some of these an hour and a half long shows. So stay tuned to us, everybody, those of our regular followers, those who have been patient. And, you know, you can write me. It's what I'm doing sometimes, I know, has been annoying to others. They said that I get to going on sometimes, and I'm really sometimes abrupt. I don't mean to be. It's just if you visualize what I'm seeing, and I'm standing here looking at it, and I've got 18 people or 9 or even 7, and they've waited over 12, 14 minutes, they're listening, and I'm patient, and they are. But I want to make sure everybody does get that few free minutes. And I've been corrected, and I will be changing that. We will be working on some of these things. I'm learning as you guys are, and I thank everybody who's been in the queue. Just know that as this has been a learning experience for Psychic Jethro. I used to be on a show where I didn't have to worry about all this. All I did was got in and called, and they gave them their time, and we went with it. And those who've listened to Living in the Psychic Realm is where I came from. I'm very proud of those shows. I also am unfortunately having to ask questions because of limited time and space. I do promote just freaking you out. I do promote just psyching you out. I do love the fact that I can read you over the phone. I'm very good and been born with this gift. If you've read my book, you guys will understand a lot of true teaching of it. But I sadly haven't been able to, due to technical difficulties and other timing resources, been able to really give Psychic It's Gone Wild the care and attention it needs. With your help and support and working with us on readings and buying cards and working within our group, helping us, we're going to be able to really bring us to that level that we really want it to be. I've asked a lot of ones, and you know Psychic Celeste is the first one who said, and we'll be changing her hour to an hour and a half. Some of you wanted other shows changed, and we did, and now you want it back. So I begin to wonder if you just don't like seeing what me and Kelly will do for you. So what we're going to do is we're going to work on it. We're going to do what we can and to put our best effort out. And we're going to love the fact that you guys are going to get on some healthy coffee, get yourself a birth card reading, have yourself a psychic chat on the phone, let yourself see some of this stuff, and give us the feedback, because that's what's been doing it. And you guys did it in April with us. You helped us. We've got it. It looks like we'll be doing some more shows. Those of you who know, I did a few shows in April extra. I'm looking at doing more, but like I said, with the psychic lines, I'm going to be really working and a lot. So I need that comfort of you guys helping me there.
So. Got a question real quick. It's like we'd also heard that, I can't remember which show it was, somebody had mentioned the word solar flares. And it's like, you know, every time the sun kind of kicks up and acts up, it's like, you know, there's a little bit of a lag time, but it's like every time one of those, you know, there's one of those big solar flare bursts, it's like by the time it gets to our planet, that's what kind of causes disruptive stuff with our, you know, phones and any kind of airwave stuff and, you know, communications like that kind of stuff. It's like who all is, I can't remember who all was talking about that, but it's like I was going, makes a lot of sense. It's like, have you heard anything more about that?
I have heard a little bit of that. I've heard a lot of ones saying that it's doing that. You know, it seems like the other things are happening. You know, it's like somebody else is telling me, you know, it's like there's something else going on with it, and it's like I don't know why, but we keep seeming to have all these crazy things going on.
Right.
You know, and it's like I think that's part of it. I think that is some of the flares. But I also think it's the Earth changes. I think it's also that the Blog Talk is very busier. We know we have a certain amount that we can take, and it becomes an overload.
Wow.
And we are looking at upgrading, and that's going to depend on everyone upgrading with us. As we upgrade, you upgrade, and we are busier. So I think that also is doing it. And I think, sadly, we've got a lot of people who are enjoying our show, but not really sure of what. So like you were saying, they call in and then they don't want to do it. And if I don't get an answer, that's fine. I never kick you off. I just go right on. But what I've had, and I've seen it, is I've seen now a couple times duplicate numbers.
Oh. Okay. Hey, I was going to say, can I have some fun with you today? It's like, can I get your birthday and do a little bit of a reading for you on the cards?
I would love that, and thank you, and this is excellent. It's November 12th, 1963. I told you my age. I was yesterday in my 30s. I was so happy.
Ah, you're living right. This is good.
Very well,
wow.
You guys, and I'll tell you one thing. You guys that know me and know what you should see, I very much am proud of the quit smoking, the last year that I've been working out, the hiking, the kayaking, the snorkeling. I am with a person who's very healthy, very, very quick, hyper person, that very active, who we've got new bikes, and now we're going to be doing, I've worked with, and I'm going to be joining a health club to work out, because I love to eat, as those who know. I really, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's just I realize that, you know, it could become something if I'm not careful. Because I did take after my name Jethro. Those who've teased on it used to watch the old Beverly Hillbillies. I love to eat.
And he was big.
I'm actually, if you look, you guys have seen on there, I'm 6'1". And I'm really kind of a little bit close to my weight. Right now I'm supposed to be 182, and I'm 173 pounds, you know.
Wow. You've actually put on weight. Oh, my goodness. It's like, I think the last time I heard your weight, you were like something around 135. I was going, that's what I want to weigh.
I've always been, you know, and it was that smoking. I apologize
for
you, Cecily. It's kicked you off. Please call us back. Sometimes it will do that. I think we're still going. It sounds like we've got some going on. Kelly, what I really like that is, go ahead and give me that birth reading, if you would.
You bet. You're the Eight of Clubs. which I knew that for a long time. The thing I did not know that your planetary ruling card was the Queen of Diamonds, which is really kind of cool. But I'm going to give you the Eight of Clubs here first. It's like it's one of the three fixed cards. And in the deck, when you lay out the 52, it's like there's three of the cards that do not ever move from their positions. And your card is one of them, which is why a lot of times, you know, there's, you know, the eight people, it's like you are really fixed, the Eight of Clubs. You've got strong mental power. You're not easily swayed by others' viewpoints and opinions. Many successful attorneys are Eight of Clubs. There you go. However, their power can be applied to any of the mental fields. With great success.
I love that. Would you keep that?
I'm sorry.
Cool. No, I don't. I like it. It's cool. The deal behind your voice, it's like, boom. Go ahead.
But there's people, you know, chemistry, rocket scientists, nuclear physicists, brain surgeons, all Eight of Clubs. You know, you can learn anything. Your life path is one of the most successful in the whole deck. You can have almost anything you set your mind to achieving, and most attain wealth and prominence. But you got to make sure your life is kept in balance, as mental and emotional peace is essential to maintaining your success. You've got a lot of psychic power, gee, no kidding, and can be great healers, which I want to get you into that Reiki stuff. All of your gifts can be applied to great success, and you only need to become aware of your true goal, you know, your 3x5 index card, to have a life of success and accomplishment. It's like, you know, get that in there. Being so fixed has its own drawbacks, mostly that it's difficult for you a lot of times to deal with changes. It's like, you know, that comment of, you know, make a friend to change because it's the only thing that's constant. Sometimes, even though it's like, you know, you're out there, it's like, and you change a lot, but it's like sometimes you don't really deep down going, I don't want to change like that. I wanted to grow roots here. It's like, what is this? Anyway, but if in your mind and your concepts you're the most fixed, there's inevitably going to be certain periods of life where changes of your mental structures must and will come. And those are really difficult for, you know, for the eights because of this, you know, your clubs, your karmic path. You're always more healthy and alive after the changes, which comes as kind of sort of a death and rebirth because it kind of feels like, oh, my God, that was being ripped away from me. But now that I'm through it, it's like, oh, there's a rainbow. Anyway. Relationships. Eight of Clubs person will at one point in your life experience a difficult divorce or separation. I think you've had more than your share. It's not that you're bad people, because you're not. It's just that this is karma that had to be dealt with from the past. You're very fixed in nature, and when those changes come, it wasn't easy for you to deal with it. When you discover there's more to the world than just your fixed mental concepts, you come face to face with this desire for adventure and variety of love experiences, which you already went through that. It often takes that divorce or that change to help you graduate to that new level, and I look back at that, and just because I know you, it's like, you know, you've broken out of the patterns that you've got yourself fixed into. Let's see. Once that change happens, though, you're a lot more free to pursue whatever kind of relationship, you know, fit your needs, which I am glad you got a keeper this moment here. And the really interesting one is this Queen of Diamonds is your planetary ruler. I'd never really looked at that. It gives you a certain pride in yourself. It's like very much so that encourages you to maintain your sense of dignity in all the stuff that you do. You'll like your money, and you'll usually purchase only those things of high quality and high cost when it's going to reflect on who you are. You know, it's like, you know, that's really true. It's like, I know you like to be a snazzy dresser. You've got a lot of natural business skills that can bring you success in most any business, but there could be this, you know, a little bit of uncertainty about which direction to go from time to time because you've also got a great deal of creative energy. In personal relationships, you have a certain amount of this personal freedom, and it's like it's been hard for you to be in long-term commitments. It's like, you know, until you actually find that person, which I think you have anyway. And you have a second ruling card, which is the Ten of Hearts, because you are lucky you are a Scorpio, and Scorpios get two, and Leos don't get any planetary ruler because the Scorpios took it from them. Anyway, the Ten of Hearts is your second planetary ruler. Encourages you to be more of a social person. I'm like going, man, I don't know how you could be more social. You're probably attracted to activities that involve groups of people, may even have a profession that puts you in front of groups of people, no kidding, or children in some way. You're usually happiest when you have your Ten Hearts, you know, that group of Ten Hearts around you. It also accentuates your mental quickness, gives you somewhat of an ambitious nature, success with friends, associations, any work that puts you in front of the public eye is really a good thing. At 48, you're finding your true purpose this year because there's this occurrence of a six in your reading, and it's, you know, allows you to really figure out which direction you are supposed to be going, because you've already gone through, you know, that change of life moment, but it's like, you know, you still are going through changes. But you're going to get a wish fulfilled this year. It's like rub that lamp and wish on that genie. It does not mean that every problem in your life is going to disappear or that everything's going to be easier, but it means that some things are going to come a lot easier to you, and something that you really want is going to manifest itself. And I remember that you were telling me about this building. It's like, you know, figure out what that most important one is and put that on your index card on your mirror every day and read that. It's going to be a year of prosperity and abundance. You may have challenges in other areas. There's a lot to be grateful for. And magnify your prosperity by receiving it and giving thanks. Let's see. And for this year, your biggest thing, your long-range card, is this Eight of Diamonds. And this talks about you're going to have a considerable amount of financial power this year. And I know you're always, you know, going, I'm broke. It's like, but you know what? Really, you've got a lot there. The power to make a lot of money is yours, and you should find that you have more money than usual. Meetings for financial gain are also represented by this card. You know, maybe you have some definite goals this year related to things you want to purchase. It promises you're going to have the money you need when you need it. You know, God doesn't give you an overabundance, but he does, you know, give you what you need. Be careful in your money dealings not to bully others or force others to go your way all the time. You've got the power to do that, but you will get some negative karmic stuff if you do that. Then it'll come back and bite you.
I missed that. Now, say that again. I missed the last
part of that. I said, just be careful in your money dealings. It says not to bully others or force others to go, you know, it has to be your way. It's like, because if you do, it'll bite you, okay? You've got the power to do this. It's like, but if you force people on different things, you create negative vibes, okay, and that negative karma.
That makes sense,
so just be aware. I know what you mean, the awareness is. It's also known, this Eight of Diamonds is also known as the Fame or the Sun card. It's been found to show up during years when you rise to some newfound prominence in your work or profession, which is coming here. In most respects, it's a great card that's going to bring you a lot of what you really need or want. And your keywords in this one is a year of financial power and money to spend, financial accumulation. I harness the power of my values to attract more money into my life. Then going on with your second one, that Pluto card, you got a Three of Clubs as a Pluto card. And it's like you're going to be striving for more creativity and more forms of personal and or professional expression. You might be working two jobs at once. Imagine that. Have more, you know, being more creative and expressive in your current line of work. You got to make some effort to achieve the results you want. In your quest for more creativity, you're going to have to contend with limitations of the mind. Too much mental activity can cause indecision and worry, and can lead back to stress and lack of focus. You know, in other words, your root is scatter. Okay, Three of Clubs can be a card of extreme worry and indecision, but it's only a case when the creative aspects of the energy are not being properly expressed. So it's like, in other words, focus that creativity that you've got. And don't let it go to stress and be in the hamster on the wheel, okay? Keeping that balance between the positive and negative manifestations of this card is a challenge for you this year. Your result card for this year is going to point either to a person, you know, who's involved in this division of yourself or more information about, you know, the specific content of your creative urges. And going right into that, the result card is your Six of Hearts. And it's this time the challenges you face have a lot to do with showing you the results of your past actions among those who are and who have been closest to you. Because karmic influence says that you're going to be taught much about the law of love, and this is one, as you sow, so shall you reap, captures it in a nutshell. There may be one or more relationships where affectional debts from the past are settled. The Pluto card, the Six of Hearts, might be the birth card of one of those people. It brings you a special gift, though, by your next birth that you could discover by turning your attention within to that special purpose in your life that involves loving others in a specific way. It could transform your life, giving it more meaning and direction. And the key words with this one is, by listening to your inner voice, you find your special purpose in life that's going to direct you to the highest occupation. You strengthen your sense of responsibility in all relationship and romantic matters. And then you also, your environment card is your own Eight of Clubs, because you don't really have the environment card because you're one of the three fixed cards. Because it does not move about in the grand solar spread, The other cards come to you in your yearly spreads, but on some important level, you're unchangeable. That's your greatest strength and also your greatest weakness, because it makes it difficult for you to make, you know, some of the changes. And the same thing with this displacement card. It's like, you know, you don't move. It's like it does not travel, so to speak, but you have, again, you have this tremendous strength and power, and you really have a blessed life in a lot of ways. If you really, you know, kind of look around, see where you've been and where you're going, it's like God always kind of has moved with you and protected you through things. And again, because that card never moves, sometimes you really have found it difficult to make the changes that's called for in life. Let's see, some of the stuff that was coming up here. Oh, but it actually gives you a Queen of Hearts, playing with that Queen of Hearts, which is a marriage card. And that was in your Venus period. So I don't know if you guys have officially tied the knot yet, but that may be coming up this year. Not sure. It's like that's always an option.
That's very cool.
All righty. You want to keep going, or if we got some callers coming in yet? Or
Looks like we're pretty well done, and I'm not sure how much we've got on here. They went ahead, and so I thank you for
doing
that,
Kelly. They gave us the
extra
30, huh?
That's what it looks like, and I'm not sure.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks like it did, and I thank everyone for Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going to go right ahead, and I'll welcome you guys back tomorrow, so have a good day.
All righty.